This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's so great to be catching up with the guys from Amble. How are you doing? How's things?
All right, Louise.
How are you?
All good.
Well, it's great to have you on because I know a lot of our listeners are loving your tunes. They can't wait to get out and see you at a festival. Of course, you've been added to the EP lineup. How does it feel to be at the peak of where you are right now and people singing back your songs to you?
I think genuinely, even you just have to mention an EP, but EP last year was a huge moment for us where that hit us. That tent was just, it was one of the highs of the year, and it's just kind of been rolling since then, and we're just loving it, isn't it? Wouldn't even lie to you, Louise. We're having a great time. We're just back from 6 weeks in America, and now we're coming into like the best shows we could ever ask for in Ireland. So we can't wait.
The hype around Amble has just been insane. It must be so lovely to hear people enjoying your music and being really excited to get out there and see you perform live.
Yeah, no, it is. It's absolutely incredible. We even said it yesterday. We were in Grafton Street in Golden Discs.
Yeah.
And the dude that turned out to see us, like we've been all over America and all over Australia the last couple of months. And the crowds have just been incredible. But to come home and see the support at home, and as Ross said, we're about to play some of the best venues you could wish for in the country. And we just cannot wait to see the crowds that turn out, because even yesterday there was a little snippet of it in that Golden Discs and everyone singing along back to us and the reaction to the album and everything. We just have so much support at home here, and it's just incredible, and we absolutely love it.
Yeah,
can't beat an Irish crowd.
Yeah, you cannot beat an Irish crowd. Jesus,
that's for sure. That's what everybody says, and I'd say it's so lovely to come home as well. Obviously, it's really interesting that you recorded Reverie live around a mic, and sometimes just in one take, which is amazing. Is there any pressure when you're all around the mic and you want to try and get it perfect?
I don't think we feel that. I don't think we go into the room in that with that pressure. We genuinely go in having a bit of fun and playing the songs we love, and usually it's the first take because you're nearly the most relaxed and you're just like, let's just play it, and that ends up nearly being our favourite a lot of the time. For like Lonely Island was that, it was just one take. But I think it's for us, it's just, we just wanted our first album to be real, to represent the three of us and the songs that brought us together, and that's why it's recorded the way it is. Reverie will always be three real men telling real stories, and that's how we wanted Amble to start.
I saw recently, I think it was Tom Hardy, the actor, he said about getting the first take, and it's usually on the first take because he said that's when you're not acting, and he said everything after that is acting. And I think it's the same kind of in the studio. It's like the first take is really raw and it's natural and it's authentic, and then when we sit down and we keep trying to do a take, then it just gets nearly worse and worse. So often it is the first take, or else we just sit up or stand up and get out of the studio and go off and have a cup of tea and come back and try it again or something. But that's just how we do it, and we try and keep it as live and raw and authentic as it can be.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose when you're performing on stage as well, there's that real emotion and that there's that real feel. I know that you're you know, like touring with Hozier as well, and he's another artist like that like yourselves, that people are just so captivated by your tracks that they nearly stop on their tracks to listen to you.
Yeah, and maybe it stems from as well that the songs, as you say, are recorded live, and then you're seeing exactly what you expect at the gigs. I think it's possibly with some other artists or bands, the live show has to change to maybe keep people interested, but I think everybody who buys a ticket to Amble knows what they're going to get, and we've been saying for a few months, it's like a kind of community feeling, and they're kind of like a lovely sing-along, and we always encourage that, and it makes them even more special.
Yeah, I think the words are very important for us as well, and all our songs tell stories, and I think you kind of, they're quite word heavy, a lot of our songs, so it's nice if people are attentive and listening, and they always are, or singing back, so yeah.
Tell me a little bit about playing in America. What was it like playing, you know, over in the States versus playing in Ireland?
It was brilliant, and it's funny, like we always talk about America at home in Ireland, but like there's so many parts of that country that are so different. Mm-hmm. The West Coast, the East Coast, they're like two different countries, and the crowd is a very different thing in LA than it is in New York. Obviously, in New York, it's like Irish people on wheels, gone mad. So, and then in LA, we played, there mightn't have been a single Irish person at the show. You know, it's so different. We played in Denver. We actually asked the crowd how many people are Irish here, and it was about 5 people.
Wow.
And like, that's a lovely thing. Obviously, you cannot beat an Irish crowd, but to play in the States and actually meet people from Denver and the likes is it's a beautiful thing.
And I think as well, you know, it must be so nice to see your career rise from playing Irish festivals, you know, to going and performing all across the world. Is there any other places that you'd like to take off the bucket list or that you've got planned for over the next few months?
I think there's one place for me coming up very soon, and it's not our own show now. We're supporting Hozier, but we're playing in Mexico City. And that's a real pinch me moment. Like, first of all, why am I in Mexico City? And second of all, why am I supporting Hozier? It's a total just pinch me moment. So Mexico is the one for me. I can't wait.
The whole album feels really personal. And I think we've touched on that as well, that, you know, your words mean a lot, and, you know, that you speak to your audience through your music. And, you know, I feel like Amble have really come out at a time where people need music more than ever. And it's like that you speak to people in a different way than maybe some other bands, maybe as corny as that sounds. But how does it feel, I suppose, releasing the album and really getting out there and playing these big shows?
I think the first thing I'd say is that we just released music that we personally love.
Yeah.
Never thought about the audience once when I was creating a song, as bizarre as that might sound. It was just myself, Robbie and Ross kind of liked this song, and we're just trying to create what we like and hope that people kind of latch onto it. And that's always been the way. But it's all about making music you like. And if people enjoy it too, that's a very special thing. But I think that's where we've done a lot of things right, to be honest, is just focusing on what we like.
Yeah, I think the live shows as well, like you said it there, we're very honest. And I think there's zero persona with us, because like I was a primary school teacher last year, Ross was a secondary school teacher, Oisin was a data scientist. Like, yeah. The stages got bigger and bigger before we knew it. And we used to walk on stage and talk to people like we talk to them, you know, just here now. And I always slag Oisin. He always gets on the mic and says, "Lovely to meet you all." And we'll be playing at Fenway Park, and he'll be telling 40,000 people, "Lovely to meet you all." But that is it. There's no personas. We're very honest, and we just sing the songs and we try and have fun with it and talk to everyone the way we always do, and that's it. So I think people can relate to that and they appreciate that.
And we were all, as we keep saying, we were all working ourselves. We were doing the 9-to-5 crack our whole lives up until last year. So we just appreciate all of it. It really is a privilege. We're very grateful for, honestly, every single bit of it.
I've interviewed a lot of bands, and I mean, it's so easy to talk to you, and you're so gracious and so humble. So it's really lovely to catch up with you guys. Thanks so much.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.